Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. I forget who it's attributed to. I heard this recently on a podcast. I feel like it was not a Zig Ziglar, but it's one of those people where the phrase is most people would rather be in the box than giving the eulogy, right? Most people are more afraid of public speaking, and I'm not going to get into reasons why, than they are death. And so if that's you, or if you realize like you want to get better at speaking, communicating, thinking on your feet, as well as having a prepared conversation, a prepared script, a thing that you cover and that you know how to nail it and you can deal with it, audio, visual, all these things that you can learn, then find Toastmasters or the equivalent, join that and put in those efforts. And that for me was one of those things where I realized I'm strong over here, I'm weak here, but this weakness, if I can get this to be better, it will significantly help my career down the road. Now, there's other weaknesses that I have: graphic design, logos, branding, graphic arts. Like, I am not good at those, and that doesn't necessarily help me. There's other people with those talents where they're much better at it. But that's an example of a weakness that I realized where if I improve that, even if I improved it a little bit, that would significantly help my other strengths and facilitate me doing more and more and being more effective and being more successful. And that's what you want to focus on. Is when you think about the weakness side, again, the goal isn't necessarily to focus on all the weaknesses, but what do you have that's getting in your way of where you want to be at in sales, where you want to be successful, how you're going to achieve what's on your vision board? If there's anything that's in the weakness column, and what can you do to improve that? If you want any ideas, or if you're not sure what the weaknesses are, or you think you have some weaknesses, you've identified them, but you're not sure how to fix those or overcome them or improve them, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I'm very happy to chat with you, go back and forth, give you some ideas, things like Toastmasters, anything else that I have that comes to mind. I'm happy to share that with you. And that's it for this episode. That's it for this session number 4, the Authentic Persuasion Live training. I guess we should say the previously recorded training session. Again, join me every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. You can email me questions. You can find these episodes on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, also some of them on Instagram. You can find the podcast under the Authentic Persuasion Show. I have a couple of other podcasts. So if you're in the call center industry, I have the Scalable Call Center podcast, which is great. There's a lot of experts I'm bringing on the show for that. And then I have my weekly show that I do on Wednesdays with Oliver Catt. It's the Call Center Confidence with Cutter and Catt show. It's also a podcast. You can find that as well. And then when in doubt, if you want to find books, podcasts, speaking, training, coaching, if you want help with your sales team, if you run an organization and you want help with where to even start, we can do a gap analysis, we can do some advising, we can figure it out, we can build some training for you. You can always go to jasoncutter.com, which is my hub for everything that I have going on. Whatever you're looking for, go there, find what resonates, what would help you the most in your career or with your sales team, and then let's chat, and I'll do what I can to help you out.